Thank you, thank you. And after that wonderful reception, all I can say is, you deserve me.
Well, Charlie, isn't this a wonderful Easter day?
It is. It is all of that.
Yes. You know, and I've hidden Easter eggs all over the place.
Have you really?
Yes.
How nice. I better not sit down anywhere, then. I might become a mother. And I'm really not the type, all right.
Well, let's get off that subject.
All right.
How do you like my new Easter suit, Charlie?
That's new?
Yes, yes. I bought the material from a very fine weaver.
Did you? You must have been weaving when you bought it.
All right. That's enough of that. You know, the reason I'm so dressed up today is that, well, my daughter Candy is going to be on the show.
Oh?
And I want you to treat her nicely, Charlie. You know, she's the apple of my eye.
Well, I suppose so, but remember, I'm the cabbage of your bank book.
Yes, I am. I'm quite sure. I know, Charlie. I'm sure.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Charlie.
Well, hello, Candy.
Oh, isn't she pretty? And Bergen is her father? Well, it just shows that even a cactus can have a flower.
All right. I'm so happy to have you both on the program here.
Well, I think it's time I started my career. Here I am, 8 years old already. And what have I got to show for it?
Well, nothing but a few piggy banks full of the money I earn, that's all.
Now, Charlie, you don't mind me being on the show, do you?
Oh, not at all, Candy, no. After all, you're growing up, and it's about time that you helped me support your old man.
You shouldn't have said that, Charlie. Daddy resents the idea that you support him.
Does he deny it?
No, but he resents it.
Love that girl.
Yeah. Well, nothing can make me angry today. You two children on the show, it's spring, and all nature is decking the earth with garlands of flowers.
Oh, down, boy, down.
Don't interrupt Daddy. I think he's cute when he gets corny like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Candy. I think.
All Daddy needs is a spring tonic.
I think he's already sprung.
No. A little rough on me, kids, eh?
What are we going to do on the show, Daddy?
Well, this is so much a day for the children that I thought I would tell you a story.
Well, then it ain't our day. But when Bergen makes up his mind to tell a story, he'll tell it.
Yes, that's the trouble with parents. By the time you get them, they're too old to train.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we don't have to hear the story. Let's make like an Easter egg and hide.
No, my book on parent psychology says we should humor our parents.
It does. Well, what does the book say about a character like Bergen?
It said, we don't know either.
Yeah. This kid's got to go.
Yeah.
He's using me for a straight man now. All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story of Alice in Wonderland. Now, one day, Alice was sitting under a tree when suddenly she saw a great big rabbit hole there. And this rabbit, this was a rabbit.
You're getting ahead of your story.
Yes, she saw a great big rabbit.
That's fine. Yeah. You'll end up in the hole.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead. What did little Goldilocks do? Now, wait a minute.
Please, now you're getting me all mixed. Now, where was I?
You were standing there laying an egg.
Yeah.
But it's all right. It's an Easter program.
Yes.
You're cast perfectly. All right. May I go on? You may go if you want.
All right. One day, Alice was sitting under a tree when suddenly she saw a great big rabbit.
Period.
Yes, all right. The big rabbit took a watch out of his waistcoat pocket. Now, wasn't that amazing?
Oh, I don't know. Now, if he had taken a grandfather's clock out of his pocket, that would have been something.
Let Daddy tell it. This is his favorite story. Every night at bedtime, I sit on his knee.
Yeah?
Then I tell him the story, and he goes right to bed.
Well, I'll continue with the story. The rabbit popped down the hole.
Hold everything. I don't believe it.
Charlie, it's true. I've even seen the rabbit hole, and I'll take you there right now.
Shall we go?
I'll meet you there.
Oh, I ain't got an Easter bonnet because my cow sat on it.
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh, hello there.
Well, now, this is quite a change. You usually come over to my place.
Yeah. But this time, as they say, the shoe is on the other as the... On the other, they usually say, yes, indeed, shoes on the other, of course, going barefoot ain't bad in this weather, no.
Well, I had a lot of trouble finding you.
You did?
Yes, I've come to invite you on a little outing. You know what day this is, don't you?
Well, let's see. Of course, now, this is just a wild guess.
Yeah.
Is it today?
Yeah. But it's more than that.
You mean tomorrow, too?
No. It's Easter Sunday.
Well, my goodness me. I forgot to trim a tree.
No. You got your holidays mixed. Easter comes in the springtime.
That's nice, yeah.
Haven't you noticed that the days are getting longer?
Yeah, and the underwear's getting shorter. Yeah.
Ah, there's spring in the air.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Just breathe it in.
Oh, sure smells up the place, don't it?
Yes. What do you like to do in the spring, Mortimer?
Oh, dig worms.
Dig worms, yeah. To fish with?
No, I just enjoy their company.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, I want to take you on this little trip with us. I hope you haven't anything on your agenda.
No, I'm pretty sure I ain't. Not after the spraying I done last week.
No. No, spraying has nothing to do with. Agenda is a Latin derivative.
Well, we've never had that.
No. A Latin derivative meaning a program, a schedule, presupposed order of activities.
Oh, no! Well, I should say not, no.
Will you come with us?
Well, I'll tell...
Oh, that must be my daughter, Candy.
Oh, I didn't know you had a daughter.
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
What? Did...
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh, gosh, it's a girl, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, can't you say something to a girl?
No.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. My tongue gets all bow-legged. Oh.
My name's Candy.
Well, shake hands with Candy, Mortimer.
No, thanks. I never touch sweets.
Oh, I...
You don't know much about girls, do you?
No, that's where my almanac falls down completely, I...
Well, don't worry, Mortimer. No matter what people say, I think you've got a head on your shoulders.
Well, yeah. I keep it up there. It's out of the way. Yeah.
Well, now, you're coming with us, aren't you?
No. I got some contour plowing to do.
Contour plowing? What is that, Mortimer?
Well, I'll tell you. That's when you plow the fields in a curve so that the ground doesn't blow away and all the rainwater is kept in the earth.
No.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, well, we'll be on our way. Goodbye, Mortimer.
Yeah, goodbye.
A woman, oh, what can she be? Whoever she is, she's necessary. I wonder where that gorgeous blonde is that I saw come in here. Hey, Dreamboat, toot your whistle, will you?
Oh, Charlie. Huh? Are you chasing girls again?
Naturally. I'm wearing my After 6 tuxedo. Those are my wrestling clothes. I see. Oh, she's so pretty, Birgit.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, beautiful golden hair of hers. Why, it was longer than a TV commercial.
It was. A girl with long golden hair.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Charlie... That reminds me of a story.
Well, what doesn't?
Well, I do. Long golden hair happens to remind me of Rapunzel.
Oh, what's that? Swedish for I wish I had some?
No. How would you like me to tell you the story of Rapunzel?
Tell it in sign language after dark.
No. Well, I'll tell it.
Oh.
Once upon a time...
Oh, Gad, must you put in all those details?
Yes. Once upon a time, there was a witch.
Yeah, and her broom went into the stall, she did a tailspin, crash, the end.
All right.
That is over.
No. Now, this witch was very evil.
Yeah?
At times, she even murdered people.
Well, so what? You can't like everybody.
No. Rapunzel was the most beautiful girl in the country, and the wicked old witch locked her up in a tall tower that had no stairs and no doors.
No stairs and no doors, huh?
Yeah.
How did she get her up there in the first place, then?
Well, I,
Yeah?
We,
Could you elaborate on that a little? Yeah.
Well, I,
I'd love to louse him up.
I shall go on with the story.
Well, that's a nice out.
Yeah, yeah. Rapunzel was lovely, and she had long golden hair.
You're back to that again, right?
No. Not necessarily. No. As I say, she had long golden hair growing clear down her back.
Too bad it wasn't on her head.
Oh, well, it was. Now, the witch made Rapunzel braid her long hair into a sort of a ladder. And when the witch wanted to go into the tower, she would call,
"Rapunzel, let down your golden hair." Just use your own voice there, you know. It's gruesome enough. All right.
Now, in this country, there also lived a Prince Charming, and one day this handsome prince stumbled across Rapunzel's tower.
He must have had a snootful.
Now, let me see. Where was I?
You were standing right there.
Yeah.
Stabbing radio in the back.
All right. Now, when the witch went away, the prince called to Rapunzel to let down her hair, and the prince climbed up.
Yeah? That kid's hair has more traffic than the freeway. All right.
When the witch returned, she found out that the prince had been there, and she flew into a rage.
She did?
Yeah.
Actually flew into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Civil Aeronautics Administration grounded her broomstick.
No, no. So the witch took a pair of scissors, cut off all of Rapunzel's hair, and then do you know what she did?
Tried to talk her into a shave and a shampoo.
No, no. When the prince came back again, the witch let down Rapunzel's hair, and the prince cried, "I've come for you, my Rapunzel."
Yeah?
And the witch, of course, just laughed and laughed.
She did?
Yeah.
She... Things are certainly different today. Can't get a laugh on a lie like that now.
No, no. So the prince hurriedly climbed the tower, and when he looked in the window, do you know what the witch said?
"Down, prince, down."
No, no, no. No, the first thing she did, she let go of the hair ladder, and the prince fell to the ground. And as he lay there helpless, the witch cackled and cackled.
Yeah? Well, why should she cackle? You're laying the egg.
All right. Then the wicked witch hid Rapunzel deep in the forest. And for days, Prince searched for her. Then one day, he heard a beautiful voice singing in the forest. See, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. She was singing even though her heart was broken.
Sounds more like she had a broken leg.
No, no. The prince recognized this beautiful singing.
Was that beautiful singing?
Yes. What did you think it was?
I thought it was a gopher caught in a trap.
No. And so the two lovers were reunited.
Oh, goody.
And the prince became king, and Rapunzel became his queen.
And they raised a lot of little face cards. The end. Good night, everybody. Oh.
Edgar Bergen first with Charlie McCarthy, and then with Mortimer Snurd talking about Easter. Well, it is the Golden Age, and tonight you chance to Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons.
Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. The Bickersons have retired. It is close to 3 o'clock in the morning, and Mrs. Bickerson lies tense and sleepless in the dark, as poor husband John, victim of raucous insomnia or whimpers malady, reaches the climax during an acute attack of his strange ailment. Listen.
Here. What's the matter, Blanche?
There isn't another woman in the world who'd sacrifice her youth and her looks to live with a man who rattles himself to sleep like a lot of old bones in a bag. What do you think I'm made of, John?
Old bones.
You've got to stop it.
Stop what?
That snoring.
Oh, it's just your imagination, Blanche. I never snore.
John Dickerson, how can you say that?
It's very easy. Listen, I never snore. I never snore. I never...
John!
What's the matter? Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche?
What about me? What am I supposed to do while you grind away like a buzzsaw? I never sleep at all.
You were fast asleep when I came home from my lodge meeting.
What time did you come in?
I don't know. Put out the lights.
You said you'd have one drink and get home at 10.
Well, I had 10 drinks and got home at 1. You knew where I was all the time. Now, don't start teasing about it.
I didn't know where you were. I would have called you.
What for?
Because the express man came around again with that package. It's from Kentucky and there's freight charges on it.
Well, why didn't you pay him? I've been waiting for that package.
What is it?
It's my dividend. I belong to the Bottle of the Month Club.
Sick and tired of the way your whole life is wrapped up in a bottle of bourbon.
You're just sick and
tired. Maybe you'd like me better if I wore a label and put a cork in my mouth.
You'd even wear a label, Blanche.
There you go with your subtle insults again. When am I supposed to talk to you? You rush away in the morning and come home at night when I'm sleeping. Sit up and talk to me, John.
Blanche, I'm dead tired. I don't know what time I came home, but I was in the kitchen for over an hour.
I know. I heard you puttering around in there.
I wasn't puttering. You asked me to fix the electric toaster and the curling iron, didn't you? Well, I fixed them both.
Do they work?
They work fine. Except the toast pops up with a permanent.
It doesn't surprise me. Did you turn off all the lights?
Turned off the lights.
And suppose you left a mess in the kitchen?
No mess.
I hope you locked the back door. The cat got out 3 times last week.
Cat won't get out tonight.
Where'd you put him?
In the bird cage.
In the bird cage? Where's the canary?
In the cat.
Johnson!
Stop knocking yourself out. Nothing happened to the canary and the cat's fast asleep in the oven.
Don't scare me like that. Are you sure all the animals are taken care of?
I'm sure.
How about the fishbowl? Did you heat up the water for the new baby goldfish?
I heated his water, gave him his pablum, burped him twice, and changed his diet. The lights and let me sleep.
Why are you so cross and disagreeable all the time, John?
Because I'm exhausted.
That's not true. You'd rather stay out the whole night carousing with your roughneck friends. Just killed you to spend the night with me.
Oh, it doesn't kill me.
It's a funny thing, but I don't need anybody else. I'm always satisfied just to be with you.
Well, you're in better company than I am.
Keep it up, John. Keep adding insult to injury. Never a kind word or a compliment.
You'll never.
Just work me to death like a slave. Pick at my meals and complain about my cooking.
I never complain about your cooking.
Then why didn't you eat that pie I made tonight?
I did eat it. I ate every bit of it.
You didn't like it.
I couldn't chew it. The undercrust was like cardboard.
Undercrust?
Yes.
That pie didn't have any undercrust. I gave it to you on a paper plate.
Tasted better than the pie. Don't make pies anymore. I hate pies. I hate all desserts. Especially that orange meringue broccoli dream cake you make. Don't make me any more desserts.
I never know what to make for you. You've got the weirdest appetite of any man alive.
Yes, sure, weird.
For 2 months running, you wouldn't eat anything but pig's knuckles. Pig's knuckles, pig's knuckles.
What about it?
Just because you wanted pig's knuckles, I had to cook my fingers to the bone. You hire a chef.
Oh,
I cook for you. I scrub for you. I sew for you. Do I get any thanks?
Thanks.
Thanks. That's all the thanks I get. No love, no affection. How I envy Louise Shaw. Her husband treats her more like a friend than a wife.
Well, settle down, will you, Blanche?
No, I won't. You think Louise ever makes breakfast for Mel? Not that lazy lump. She makes him go to work every day without a morsel of food. Just a kiss for breakfast. Would you be satisfied with that?
Sure. Send her over in the morning.
If I gave you a kiss for breakfast.
Blanche, I'd be satisfied with anything if you'd just let me get some rest.
Answer me. Do you want a kiss for breakfast?
Yes.
Well, ask for it.
Blanche, I want a kiss for breakfast.
Don't do me any favors. I'll never let you kiss me again as long as you live. Not until you apologize.
Apologize for what? What have I done?
It's what you haven't done. You haven't told me you loved me for years. Why don't you say you're sorry you married me?
Because I'm not.
Am I the only wife in the world for
you? You're the only wife in the world for me.
You're lying. Swear.
I swear I'm lying. Jane, I'm not lying.
Well, that's no way to swear. Say it nicely.
You're the only wife in the world for me.
Really, John?
Really, I wouldn't have another wife like you for anything.
I'd known more about you before we were married.
Oh, you knew everything.
I didn't know about that tattoo you have on your stomach. That's a real indication to a man's character. I wish I'd known.
Now, wait a minute. I had that tattoo put on my stomach when I was just a silly kid.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A hula girl with a big dimple in her chin.
That dimple was there before she was. Digging up my stomach at this time of the night.
Well, why don't you have that ugly picture removed?
Okay, I'll have it removed in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Have it done now.
What?
Go on, get up and get rid of that hula girl.
Are you out of your mind? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
You'd get rid of her quick enough if you were married to Gloria Gooseby.
Ooh, now don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
She'd holler plenty if you didn't do what she likes.
I always do what she likes and she never hollers. I hate the sight of Gloria Gooseby. I never want you to mention her name again. Do you hear me?
Don't yell at me. I'm sick.
Sick?
Dr. Hersey told me there's something the matter with my head.
You don't mean to say you paid a doctor for that?
You can make fun if you like, but I know I won't last long.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Are you really sick?
So sick I could die. I think I'm poisoned. I've got the most awful indigestion. Call the doctor, John.
You don't need the doctor. I'll take care of it. Lie still and I'll fry you some radishes and hot sauerkraut juice. Finest cure in the world for indigestion. Lie still.
John Bickerson, I don't want any of your insane remedies. You'll treat me for indigestion and I'll probably die of liver trouble.
Listen, if I treat you for indigestion, you'll die of indigestion. Now, do you want me to help you or not?
I'll feel a lot better if you just don't scream at me and tell me you love me.
Yeah, I knew you weren't sick.
Tell me you love me, John.
I love you.
How much do you love me?
How much do you need?
Sunday's only 2 days away, and I haven't got a new hat.
What happened to the hat you bought last Easter?
It's in a box on the dresser, but that hat...
Well, where's the box?